y'all. Welcome to Animal Advocators. This is episode one, The Ivory Trade. My name is Madison Hunley.
And my name is Brooke McPartlin.
This podcast will be about the endangered species of African elephants and why their population is declining at such a rapid pace. So what's killing the elephants?
Surprisingly, there's nothing wrong physically with the elephants, nor diseases killing them off at such a rapid pace.
Then what in the world's killing them?
Poachers. They kill them for their ivory and their tusks, and they are illegally traded for high dollar amounts.
What are the elephant tusks used for? I get that a couple hundred years ago they were valuable for their meat, but I don't understand why they're being killed for just one part of their body.
Haha, yeah. Nowadays they're used for billiard balls, piano keys, for a show of wealth. It was also used for art. There's a sculpture of ivory, gilded bronze, and marble created by Emile Just Bachelet at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts.
Wow, that's really interesting. Here's a clip of the Australian Broadcasting Organization explaining where and what ivory is used for in Tanzania.
In just the past 3 years, Tanzania has lost 40% of its elephants. Most of the tusks have ended up in China. Ivory carvings, jewelry, even chopsticks are a status symbol for China's booming middle class. It's been illegal to harvest ivory for sale since 1989, but the surge in demand from China has made a mockery of the international ban.
They're getting all the ivory from Africa, from the field, into containers, into international waters, into Hong Kong and China. But it's a well-organized syndicate, and they have billions of dollars. Unfortunately, conservation doesn't have $1,000, but you know, they have billions trickling through. It's just like cocaine and heroin. So how do you fight them?
As you can see, ivory is used for many things, but just like decaf coffee, there is always a replacement. So how many elephants have died because of this?
Well, if this gives you an idea, according to PLOS Biology, PLOS Biology is an organization dedicated to the research and study of different sciences, including biology. And they considered Africa an elephant graveyard. It hit rock bottom in the 1980s because of the sudden demand for ivory for goods in China. And since then, there has been a 75% decrease in the population. Sadly, there is only about 400,000 left. It may seem like a lot, but the population has lost almost 144,000 elephants, the poachers, and the destruction of their habitat.
Wow, that's tragic. Here's a clip of a man named Patrick Patel and his experience with the loss of elephants in his hometown.
Pratik Patel grew up in a safari camp here before it was even a national park.
So it's one of the healthier populations here in Tanzania, is the Ngiri. We estimate about 3,000 elephants in this park at the moment.
When you were a boy, would you say you get hurt from this?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I remember herds of up to 7,000 in the old days.
7,000
in this park. The Tarangire River is a refuge in this park, and so we have, in the dry season, all the concentration around the river. And in the wet season, they disperse, and that's where the concern comes in, is because that's where we start losing elephants.
As you can see, poaching is affecting not only the adults with tusks, but also the calves, which gives no future to the future generation of African elephants. Do you know how poachers kill them?
They are brutally killing these elephants in any way possible for their tusks, from being shot or slashed until they bleed out, and then they leave the rest of their bodies to rot on the ground.
Isn't there anyone to stop them?
There are laws to stop them, like bans on the importation of and exportation of ivory, with fines up to 1,000 per kilogram if somebody is found with it illegally. Armed guards are also used at the hunting sites, but nothing can stop the demand for ivory.
Something really needs to be done. Here's a clip from Tanzania, Kenya, and their experience with poaching.
Turn off the tourist track, and you'll soon see the work of poachers. Today, it's a lost elephant calf searching for his mother.
She's still a baby.
Rangers found him here this morning, dehydrated and very frightened. They fear poachers shot his mother last night. Distraught, he collapses in the dirt. All we can do to help is give him water and a hand to suckle.
Well, he's just exhausted, probably from looking for his mother all night, and obviously very distressed. But this is the reality of what's happening all over Africa now. Adult elephants are being slaughtered for their ivory to satisfy the demand for Asian trinkets, and the orphans are being left to die.
It is the worst threat Africa's elephants have ever faced. Across the continent, nearly 40,000 are being killed for their ivory tusks each year. In Tanzania, just across the border from here, it's estimated more than 60 are poached every day.
As you can see, poaching has become a huge issue to young elephants. Not because they kill them, but they desire their mother's tusks, which give the baby no chance to survive without its mother.
But there are some organizations standing up to the cause and protecting these elephants.
Yes, like the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, or CITES. They're helping bring attention to the trade. They were the first ones who put up the ban in 1989 to make the poaching and trade of ivory illegal.
So then in 2019, the National Ivory Action Plan, the NIAP, was introduced in result to the attention brought by CITES.
This plan was used to secure the compliance between states to limit the illegal trade. 27 parties have participated, including 6 elephant range states, including Cambodia, China, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, Thailand, and Vietnam. As a result, this has reduced the poaching and illegal trade in said countries by securing this compliance.
Wow, I'm glad someone is standing up to these illegal activities. MIKE, which stands for Monitoring the Illegal Killing of Elephants, as well as ETIS, which stands for the Elephant Trade Information System, have been monitoring these effects in trades and analyzing the data. They found 3,037 carcasses from 66 sites between the years of 2002 and 2009. This may not seem like much, but to these endangered elephant species, it is. In conclusion, these elephants are dying each and every day, so if you would like to donate and help this cause, please visit SaveTheElephants.org. Any donation would be greatly appreciated to save these endangered African elephants and many more helpless species.
Thank you so much for joining us today at the Animal Advocators. Again, please donate or show your support for this cause, and join us next week when we cover the endangered Galapagos penguins.
Thanks for listening. Bye!